The theme of today's show is birthday celebrations.
It's food that's made with love.
That has warmth and great memories attached.
That can be sweet, can be savoury.
Children are gonna love it.
But it's your birthday, so you can have special food that you want.
Before we can get our recipe fair started, we need to enlist the help of three fantastic mums with their take on birthday recipes.
Because we'll want them and their dishes to be part of our grand finale, a birthday banquet to celebrate the fact that on your birthday, you can eat whatever you want.
Endued with over 60 million people in the UK, that's a lot of birthday treats.
Calm down, Kingy. Now, our first stop is in Lincolnshire to meet Mum Yvonne, who comes from a long line of cooks. She really enjoys cooking, and her tasty dishes are enjoyed most often by her daughter Bethany and her husband Peter.
There's some great smells coming out of that kitchen.
Really? Come and have a look to see what there is.
All right, my darling.
Oh, marvellous. Thanks, Dave. Brilliant.
And even before we arrived, Yvonne has been rustling up one of her childhood birthday favourites, a Manchester tart.
Composed of delicious layers of bananas, custard and roasted coconut, it was my favourite school dessert, mate. And you couldn't have a party without it.
So this is your culinary photo family tree?
It is, yes.
And who's that, Yvonne?
That's starting with my granddad. He was in the army and he was... That's the one that I've just found out that he was a chef in the army. So, and then that's... My granddad again in his uniform.
He put weight on by then.
I must be the good cooking, you see. That's what it is.
Watch your book.
This one, yeah, let's have a look.
That's the one that me and Bethany are actually doing. And these are the different things that we've been doing, like leek and potato and bacon soup.
Oh, so when this one's full, presumably she'll be able to pass that on to her grandchildren.
That's it. And this is the one that my mum did for us.
So brilliant.
These are all the different recipes that we've got, like raspberry buns. What I loved most was the birthday cake.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to have a lovely birthday cake with candles on and plenty of jam and cream in it.
Do you know why you have candles on your birthday cake?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, it was thought in the old times. The cake was an offering, and the candles, you looked at the candles, and the smoke sent your prayers quickly to God.
Oh, right.
And, of course, if you can blow the candles out in a wanna, all the smoke, that means you get all your wishes come true.
So, dude, if it was good enough for the ancient Romans, it's good enough for us.
But what are we going to cook together today?
I've made a Manchester tart already, and also a sausage plat we're going to make, and a good birthday celebration cake.